Before we go into God's word this morning, I have my brother Winston. Where is he at? Okay, there. My brother Winston. He's from Zimbabwe, and he's gonna come and he's gonna just share with us one of the things that we believe and that we are just a distinctive that we are here at City Church is that we are a church that plants churches. So and so what that means is that we'll be involved in assessing people, we'll be involved in coaching people, and then also training and also supporting people that are wanting to plant churches. And so this is actually one of the things that Winston wants to do, and he's gotten a great opportunity to go and be part of a church residency that's going to prepare him towards church planting. And he actually wants to help plant a church right in my hometown where I was born, which is kind of cool. So believe it or not, we're brothers. We're from the same country. Both born in Zimbabwe, both born probably in the same city, right? And we actually at some point went to the same church as well. So it's kind of cool that we get to even just get to hear from him, get to hear how we can come alongside with him and help him even moving forward towards church planting efforts. So just Winston, welcome. And just share with us what you've got.
Thank you, City Church. It's a great honor to be with you guys this morning. Raphael, as he said, my wife and I are wanting to plant a church in Zimbabwe. So, the next slide, you see my wife and I, she's over there. Her name is Emmy. I'm from Zimbabwe. Emmy's from Tennessee. And yet we both feel called to go to, Zimbabwe to plant a gospel-centered multicultural church. I want to start just by telling you a story of a field. There was once this field, and it was just vast and expansive, as far as the eye can see. One day, faithful laborers descended upon this field, and they worked hard, they worked tirelessly, and they planted seeds. And they got reward. These seeds started to sprout and started to show signs of promise, and it was very, very exciting. And seeing the success in the initial response, they were heartened, and so these laborers decided to move on to the next field. The problem is, though, that though this field had shown initial signs of growth, it had not yet reached maturity, and it remained susceptible to other plants and other influences. And that field is the continent of Africa. Faithful gospel ministers have come to Africa and have been produced by Africa. And the gospel, at least in sub-Saharan Africa, has gone out far and wide, and it's been received. But we as African gospel workers, if there's one thing I think that we're guilty of, it's maybe prioritizing evangelism at the expense of fostering spiritual growth, spiritual maturity. We've had an evangelism focus that's stacked over and against a church planting focus. And these things were always meant to go hand in hand, because it's only in the context of church planting that a body of believers can withstand the influences, the non-gospel influences of the surrounding culture and that the world throws at us. So here's a poem that I think, sorry, I don't know if you can read that. But anyway, I'll say that I think captures this idea of gospel ministry in Africa. Cowhide cracks mule hind, rusty wheels turn. Can see to can't see, break up and then return. Deep red, rich and full, sprouting heads of grain. But soil tilled, scattered, left, will never self-sustain. Oh, Africa, how vast, foreign, deep and full. Oh, field so wide and rich, will you ever spill? Come, life-giving undertaker, come out to the ground. Bring your shovel, bring your pick, dig from toe to crown. Find the squirming, breathing earth, organic and desired. Deep and full, alive with life, red and rich, inspired. Fill the pit that you have dug, fill the barren land. Place the plant in deeper brown, and watch its roots expand. My mom was a tree planter, and as Pastor Raphael can attest, in our part of the world, we don't get a lot of rain. And so to plant a tree successfully, what you have to do is you have to build dig a 2 meter by 2 meter pit. So this big, big pit. And you get soil, fertile soil and compost and manure. And you start out by filling this 2 meter pit with the richest soil that you can find. And only once you've done that do you plant your tree. And what happens is these trees just grow remarkably because they have so much to feed on in their infancy. They have so much to feed on before they reach maturity. And by the time its roots have expanded enough that it's getting into the hostile, barren, unfertile soil, It is such a strong tree, it's such a self-sufficient tree that it can withstand that harsh environment and even thrive in it, even grow. When it reaches a certain level of growth, a certain size, it can now function as its own organism, even in this harsh environment. And that is precisely, I think, what Africa needs. And I think that's a picture of church planting. We've gone out with the gospel. The seed has been sown. And yet these small fledgling plants are being threatened by things like the prosperity gospel, by the old lure of ancestral worship. Even in some cases by Islam and things like this, these trees are finding it hard to stand up against these forces because they are not grounded. They haven't been fed the whole counsel of God. They aren't feeding on God's word in all its richness. They've been given a shallow gospel that has the hope of salvation in it. And so there are so many genuine Christians in Africa, and we just praise the Lord for that. And yet they are susceptible to wolves. And what they need is faithful gospel workers who are not just going to plant something and then move on to the next project, but who are going to stop and pour into their congregation and expound the entirety of the scriptures and teach the whole gospel of God and come to know each congregant personally and know their lives and know how the gospel connects with their life in their situation. And so that's what Emmy and I want to do in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. That is our heart. We're here this morning to share this vision with you, hopefully to get you excited about your pastor's hometown. We're looking for partners. We're looking for partners in for the long term. We're looking for people who will commit to pray for Zimbabwe. We're looking for people who would be open to supporting us financially as we look to partner in Zimbabwe. And we are even praying for some people who might consider coming out to Zimbabwe and partnering with us in this gospel work. And as Raphael said, I also have a residency at a church in Nashville to prepare me for this work of gospel ministry. It's a one-year thing, and we're also looking for some partners for that. So if you want to hear more, we're going to be at the back, going to be around all day, have some cards, and I'd love just to chat with you and to get to know you better. So thank you for giving me some time, and God bless you.
So if you can, just really would love to invite you to make sure you talk to Winston and Amy and find out some more about church planting when it comes to in Zimbabwe. And in case you probably might not know, our dream is even bigger. We have been supporting another church planting resident as well, who is in Durban, South Africa. He's also, and they're good friends with Winston. His name is Bruce. We've got cards at the back. So our dream for the future is that probably that Bruce and Winston would probably go and help plant a multicultural church in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. And so and believe me, we have our past with racism. We've got our past with a million other things, and this would be a very great gospel witness for them to do that. So for me, like that's something that's very exciting as well. So just pray and make sure that you talk to them at the end. At the end, we're gonna be getting to see even more of him as well in the future.